This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
You know, guys, I think we do pretty good without Bill and Gene and Teddy. We made it through the Research Money Talk show almost. I'm Troy Harmon, and I'm here again with Mark Beninelli and Nick Antonucci and Corey Woods. So let's try to get through one more good subject. What do you think?
One more good subject? I don't know.
Or bad subject, depending on...
Yeah, I guess what side of the
side you're on.
Yeah.
This subject you're on.
Every year we get this survey from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, and every year it's pretty depressing.
Sounds like a fun-loving group.
Yeah. So basically, America is not saving enough. Pretty much the entire mentality of America has largely been, let's keep up with the Joneses.
That's right.
And right now, only 64% of Americans have actually begun saving for retirement.
So we learned nothing from the recession?
Nothing. Only 57% are currently saving for retirement, and that's down from about two-thirds in 2009. And it is a direct result of people's income levels. So more than two-thirds of households with a total income of less than $35,000 have less than $1,000 saved.
Wow.
For households making at least $75,000 a year, at least 97% of them have at least $1,000 in the bank.
Right.
Shockingly, if you actually exclude home equity values and pension plans, more than a third of all workers have less than $1,000 in total savings and investments. And it's almost scary to know that about 60% have less than $25,000 in the bank.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That's not just the bank like a checking account. That's stocks. That's bonds.
That's everything.
Right. Total savings outside of your house and your pension fund.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but $25,000 isn't going to get me very far when I'm 65.
No, and unfortunately, I think a lot of folks just haven't done the numbers, but you're right. 25 doesn't go far.
Exactly. And then I look at people my age. I'm 31. Pretty much anybody from 25 to 34, more than 80% have saved less than $25,000. 95% have saved less than $100,000. And actually, only the worst part is only a quarter of them actually contribute to their workplace savings plan. So
yeah,
their 401ks, their 403bs, whatever profit sharing plans
right.
they have or whatever, they're not saving to it.
And yeah, that's horrible considering that a lot of employers will even match you to some certain percentage. So
right.
It's essentially free money to you. And
exactly.
You're not taking advantage of it.
Yep. And the other sad thing, and I know we talk about this a lot around here, and it's easy to get lost in all these numbers we're throwing out, but we did a little math, and if you started saving when you were 22 and saved for 10 years, you only saved 4,200 and I think it was nine just to be
specific. What is that, 350 bucks a month or something?
Exactly, $350 a month. If you did that for 10 years, you could wind up not saving another dime after that 10 years. You'd have $1,000 when you were 65, assuming the stock market.
$1 million.
Wow.
$1,000 also won't get you very far.
You'll have $1 million. By the time you're 65, assuming that the market goes up 8.5% per year.
Yep. You have to make some assumptions when you're doing these calculations. What about the people less than 10 years to retirement?
Right.
50% have less than $50,000 saved.
Yeah.
60% have less than $100,000 saved. They have 10 years. You have 10 years, people. Get to saving. Throw
right.
it in your Roth IRA, catch-up contributions.
And it's never too late. You know, that's the one thing that's important to remember. Just because you didn't start saving early isn't an excuse to say, oh, well, I've gone this far and I'm never going to make it anyways. Start saving now, you know?
Social Security is not going to cover all your bills.
I
promise you that.
Another one of those things, you know, if you haven't stopped to kind of figure out what's going on, if you had $700,000 when you were 65 years old and you assumed you would live 25 years to the age of 90 years old, if you had that $700,000, you could withdraw $50,000 a year as long as the stock market was making 5%. And historically, we've seen it do double that on average per year. So the $50,000 is not going to get you nowhere near $700,000. You better start saving.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't start now, you're going to be like a lot of other people right now. You're going to have to either delay retirement or be like the 10% who don't plan to retire ever
at all. Die with your boots on. Isn't that what they say? Yeah, this is it's pretty rough stuff. I guess the only reason that we do this every single year is to try to prompt folks to slow down a minute and take take inventory of how they're acting. You cannot spend everything you make and assume that you're going to be able to do that forever and enjoy a retirement.
Exactly. Save early, save often.
Absolutely. All right, guys. I want to ask one last question. Is the market going to be up or down this week?
I'm saying up.
That's Nick. Nick says up.
I'm going to say both.
All right, Corey.
I got the up.
Sounds like it's up. Well, guys, it's been a slice of heaven, as Dr. Gene says. We'll see you next week for Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.